This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The World Health Organization noted Monday that globally, the number of new coronavirus cases fell for the third consecutive week. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus has called this encouraging news. Tedros said it shows the virus can be controlled even with the new variants in circulation, and that with proven public health measures such as social distancing, the wearing of masks, and good hygiene, infections can be prevented. He warned, however, that the world has been at this point before and it is no time to relax. He said, quote, over the past year, there have been moments in almost all countries when cases declined and governments opened up too quickly and individuals let down their guard only for the virus to come roaring back. Tedros said that as vaccines are rolled out around the world, it's important to continue to take the precautions that keep people safe. He said controlling the spread of the virus saves lives now and reduces the chances of more variants emerging. U.S. President Joe Biden is hosting 10 Republican senators for talks today about a new round of coronavirus economic relief. The U.S. leader and the lawmakers are far apart on how much should be spent. The Democratic president has proposed a $1.9 trillion package. Republicans are calling for a $618 billion deal. On Sunday, the group sent a letter to Biden urging him to negotiate on a new relief deal rather than try to get his plan approved solely with the votes of congressional Democrats. Both Biden and the Republicans are calling for $160 billion for testing, vaccines, and personal protective equipment, on top of hundreds of billions that were approved last year as the virus swept into the United States. You can follow this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.